You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyek today. The National New Play Network is bringing the rolling premiere of Halftime with Dawn by playwright Ken Weitzman to the B Street Theater this month. The play tackles the mental and physical toll of a long professional football career on linebacker Don Devers. Joining us today is actor Rich Hebert, playing the character of Don Devers. Welcome to Insight. Nice to have you here.
Nice to be
and
here.
I know it's early for you.
Yes,
it is. We'll make it through. Also joining us today is Associate Artistic Director Lindsay Birch. Welcome to you as well.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah. So let's set this up for people. Don Devers was a celebrated NFL star linebacker for years. Now in his 50s, the toll of his job has decimated his body, but also his mind. He spends his days in his chair, subsisting on Gatorade and Pringles. Where does the play go from there, Don?
Lots of crunching and slurping.
All right,
from
just
the
called
Gatorade
you Don.
And the Pringles.
I'm sorry. That's called okay. You by your character
I'm,
name.
I'm
Rich.
There already. Yes. I'm in there. You know, he also had a law career afterwards, he cites some people who actually have become lawyers after pro football, including Steve Young.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken a toll on him. He's having outbursts, emotional outbursts and mood swings, and a lot of things are happening, and he's losing control of his life. And as a result, he's moved out from his daughter. He was living with his daughter, and his daughter has to be kind of a caretaker from afar because he isolates himself, and she's worried about his isolation, and he's not taking care of himself. But he reads a lot. He's a really smart guy. But, you know, he feels that loss of his mind, a dementia that's coming on, and he's quite aware of it, but he's also aware of the fact that he can get very angry and have these mood swings and do things that he doesn't want to do that are out of his character. So
yeah. Rich, it's a heavy topic, to be sure. Did you know much about CTE, which stands for chronic traumatic encephalopathy?
Yeah, that is a tough one.
Right?
Encephalopathy.
I didn't have to
at
go
one
that
point
slowly.
In the show, I'm speeding out on overdoing my drugs.
Oh, okay.
And I have to say that very quickly. And it comes out different ways.
Right, yeah, it does.
But I've kept an eye on it because I have I have some friends who I was in this area in I'm originally from Boston, and you might be able to hear it.
I was going to say, I never guessed.
I was out here doing Les Miserables I was playing Valjean at the Curran in 89-90, and I got to know, because we were Hamilton in those days.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And I got to know some football players. I got to know Steve Young. I got to know Joe Montana. I got to know Harris Barton. And Harris Barton, he was a lineman and has three rings. And so we talked a lot about football, and I played football in high school, and I had my share of concussions. So I've known about this. I've watched all the, you know, the front lines and the different programs that have been, and the film with Will Smith. So I do know a bit about it. It's a really sad thing. And I mean, I'm looking at the toll, the numbers, you know, one out of three football players, 99% of the studies that they did on brains that they had donated, 99% of the football players have CTE or had it, you know, and so you're gonna get it.
Yeah,
it seems to me, and so I worry. I when I was doing Les Mis, I got to sing the national anthem at Candlestick for a football game.
For a Niner game, huh?
Yeah, and they brought me out on a limo and everything. It was great. They let me stay on the field for the game. And so they were playing the Packers, and I was right on the field watching these guys hit each other. And when they talk in this play, I talk about it being a collision sport, you know.
The impact was like a car crash.
It was like a car crash. I mean, when I played in high school, you know, I got hit a few times where I came walking off the field, you know, and the coaches get back in there, and I'm like, no way, you know, but watching these giant men do it was just devastating. Watching the hits,
Rich, I'm going to have you slide into your Don Deaver's character for a moment. If you don't mind reading a little from the play, what leads up to this that you're going to read for us?
Well, the whole concept of the play is a former fan, a lifelong fan, comes to meet me. And I imparted some wisdom on him when he was young and when he was, you know, I was his idol. And he's interviewing me, and so we're talking about the fact that I'm staying away from my daughter because I'm worried that I might hurt her.
Okay.
So this is what he says. It's not about the pain. You understand that, don't you? The pain is bad, but this is about my daughter and that child. But won't this hurt them, Don? What you're planning to do? That's your next question, right? And I answer, no, not physically. But what about emotionally? And I answer, she'll be spared. Spared the pain of having to visit her father in some nursing facility. Him not even knowing who she is. Seeing me deteriorate, stink from sitting in my own feces, slack-jawed and drooling from all the meds they pump into me to make sure that I don't injure the staff. Because those places, they're not prepared to handle guys like me with dementia. They're used to 80, 90-year-olds. Well, suddenly, these places are going to have to deal with younger guys, strong men, and their mood shifts. What are they going to do then, huh? What can they do other than sedate me? No, I'll spare her of all that.
Rich Hebert playing the character of Don Deavers for a performance at B Street Theater that's going on this month called Halftime with Don. It is brought to B Street by the National New Play Network. And Lindsay Birch is also joining us. She's the Associate Artistic Director. Lindsay, what did it take to bring this show and put everything together?
Well, so it's interesting. The National New Play Network has what you've noted is called a rolling world premiere, which is essentially a way for new plays to have a continued life past one initial production. A lot of times a play will get done once and then not get done again, or possibly get done again, but very far down the road. The rolling world premiere makes sure that the play gets done at least three times in a calendar year. So from the opening night of the first production to the opening night of the last production will all be within the same year. And we are actually the third and currently final production of Halftime with Don in the Rolling World premiere, following New Jersey Repertory Theater and Phoenix Theater in Indianapolis. And part of it is, you know, I worked on this play in 2015 at the Eugene O'Neill Theater Center's National Playwrights Conference, and it was the one of the first times the play was being read and workshopped. And now, in the end of 2018, B Street's producing the play after it's already had these two productions. So it really speaks to the whole process of how a play starts. It's workshopped with many different possibly directors, cast, organizations until it does get a chance to be fully performed on the stage. And the way this one worked is, you know, we were interested in the play. I had brought it to B Street after getting a chance to work on it. And we found these two other partners in New Jersey Repertory Theater and Phoenix Theater in Indianapolis who said, we're also really interested in this play. We think it's timely. We think the writing is very poignant. There's moments of comedy and drama. It's just a really great piece. And so essentially what you do is you all partner together, but there's a rule that no production can have the same member of a creative team. So, and in that sense, every production is very different. They have to have different actors, directors, designers. And this is a way to give the playwright really a chance to see if the play holds up across different markets, different artists, really giving them a chance to see the production in many different ways. And actually, there's some funding associated with the Rolling World premiere, and a requirement is that part of the funding goes to bringing out the playwright twice, once during rehearsal and once during the run of the performances. So Ken will be out this coming weekend. He was out in early December to see rehearsals, and now he's going to come back and get to see the production. And he's gotten to do that all three times, which I think is an incredibly valuable thing for a playwright to do.
It's a great way to go about it, and I really appreciate you sharing a bit of the play with us today. Thank you so much. Actor Rich Ebert and Associate Director Lindsay Birch. Halftime with Dawn premieres at the B Street Theater this month. Thank you so much. That is Insight for today. I'm Randall White. Insight produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team, Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. And our executive producer is Joe Barr, back with another live show tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.